This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Let me bang.
Greetings,
Marys and Virgins.
Go for Jesus! No, for Jesus, people!
Hey, I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for your favorite mixed martial arts podcast. Recording out of Los Angeles, California, it's MMA Roasted with Adam Hunter.
Who the fuck is that guy?
What's up, people? It's me, Adam Hunter. Welcome to a brand new MMA Roasted podcast. I am in Mexico. I'm going to become solo today because we tried getting Alonzo Menafield, and the connection was so bad. We're going to do that next week. And I'm trying to reach McCorkle, but the restaurant I'm at, you can't be on the phone and the internet at the same time. So I think he'll be tuning in. I'm not sure. If not, I'll just do the podcast solo. This might be a disaster. It probably will. But hey, some of you guys like hearing my voice and hearing my thoughts. So I figured I'll do my best. That's all we can do, right? Is do our best, try your hardest. And if it sucks, it sucks. You know, people always ask me, they're like, I don't want to do comedy, but I don't want to bomb, or how do I get good, or how do I make money? And I'm like, dude, it's like saying I want to be a black belt, but I don't want to tap. You're going to tap. And if you want to do comedy, you got to go to open mic, or you got to try. So I'm going to attempt to do the thank you. I'm going to attempt to do this podcast solo. If it sucks, I'll just delete it from the history of the world, and no one will see it. But if it's good, who knows, right? Anyway, I am in Cozumel, Mexico. I flew into Jamaica on Thursday. I had a wedding last week. My little brother got married. That was awesome. And I reconnected with an old friend, my buddy Noah, who I haven't seen in 17 years because we had a huge falling out because I didn't go to his wedding. Because when I first moved to LA, I know there's a girl behind me with a, I'm not even sure this is like legal, but broadcast this. Anyway, so when I first moved to Los Angeles, I had no money. I had negative money. And my buddy got married, and I couldn't afford to go to the wedding because I was in L.A., and we had a huge falling out. And look, I was trying everything to make money. I was even trying to become an exotic dancer, and I made, like, I don't know, $17. That didn't work. Did one party. It was a lot of fun. I quit because after that, I was like, this is going to be too much fun, but didn't make any money. Didn't make any money to get to the wedding. Anyway, so we had a falling out. We didn't talk for 17 years. And I reconnected with him, and that was amazing because he was my best friend. Well, one of my best friends growing up. Funny story about him. We got in so much trouble. Like, one time we were in New York, we used to sneak into things, and we snuck into Sugar Shane Mosley versus Vernon Forrest. And we get there, we get through the thing, we get to the front row seats of the whole event. We're not supposed to be there. We don't have tickets. And right when we get there, they're about to fight. And my buddy Noah goes, "Who's fighting?" That's the kind of guy, he made me crack up like anyone. No one made me crack up like him. So I saw him. That was pretty awesome. And then my little brother got married for the second time. It was they had a COVID wedding. So then they couldn't invite that many people. Then they have a baby, and now they had a real wedding. And I was actually nervous to make the wedding speech because everyone's like, "Oh, you're the comedian. You're going to be funny, right? There's just like this pressure to be funny." And, you know, there's always victims to every joke. There's no joke without a victim. And I didn't want my brother to feel bad. It was his wedding, but I had to make it funny. So I said, you know, we have a stepmother. I have a stepmother, his biological mother. She passed away a couple of years ago, and we had our own, you know, we got along a lot better later on in life. But at my wedding, she gave my dad the middle finger because my dad's been married a couple times. So he had like stepmom number one, step nom number two. He actually got mad at that. We had that on the thing. And he's like, what are we, Mormons? Anyway, so she got mad because she thought he left him out of the pictures. And she gave my dad the middle finger at the wedding in front of McCorkle and Scott Baio. I'm going to name drop. And so anyway, my speech, I said, you know, your mother, Max, would be very proud. Right now she's in heaven, you know, smiling with a big smile on her face and giving dad the finger. Joke killed. Everyone liked it. My dad was the victim of the joke. So that was pretty awesome. And I told him I was going to do the joke anyway. He was cool about it. And my daughter was the flower girl. She actually strolled Max's daughter, my brother, down the aisle and through flower petals. She was so excited. I'm pretty sure half the petals got on my little niece, but you know, because when they lifted her up, just flowers went flying everywhere. But that was pretty awesome. So by the way, happy birthday to Mason Humphrey. There's a guy named Jason Humphrey who's a really nice guy. He's one of these guys that, yeah, I never met him, but he's a big fan of the podcast, and he always gives me some like keep it up and you're awesome and compliments, and when I'm down he lifts me up. So I never met this guy, but he's awesome to me, and it's his son's birthday, Mason Humphreys. Happy birthday to Mason Humphrey. And then before that, I was in Vegas. I went from Vegas to New York. I shows in Vegas all last week. That was pretty awesome. Michelle Old came. She's if you listen to one of the original, it was back when we were Chokes and Jokes. No, what was MMA Roasted? It was me and T-Rex. She was a fighter, and she was dating Tanya Evinger, and she talked about bleaching her asshole. So she's now actually has her own beauty line. I think she bleaches assholes. So, you know, everyone finds their passion in life. Michelle Old, thanks for coming. John Alessio came, who's now a police officer in Vegas, as well as Ulysses Gomez, whose nickname was Useless. They're both cops, both ex-UFC fighters turned cops. And Sean Merriman came. So it was fun. A lot of fighters came. Dean Thomas came. Wayne McCullough came. Justin James came. He's like a fighter who bet his whole purse on himself to win his last fight. He lost. He has a new girlfriend. I think his wife left him too. So he lost a lot. But his girlfriend was pretty hot, and his son was there. That was awesome. So meanwhile, let's talk about the fights, because this is a fighting podcast. I don't know how much longer I'm going to do this. I'm waiting for McCorkle to show up. So Israel Adesanya, you know, obviously people are really mad at him for jumping in the octagon and saying what he says to DDP. I'm going to say DDP because I don't even know how to pronounce that guy's name, but I like DDP anywhere. Actually, when I go through customs sometimes at the airport, they go like this, and I always go DDP, like Diamond Cutter, and I yell out DDP, and no one laughs but me. Actually, I don't even laugh. I just chuckle to myself. But yeah, so what are we talking about? What was I saying? Oh, so I wrote on Twitter, hey, listen, just so you know, Israel Adesanya, true story, nicest guy. I sat next to him at an award show. Couldn't have been nicer. He's sitting next to my dad, but dad doesn't know who he is. And I'm like, dad, this is the best fighter in the world. This is like one of the greatest of all time. And he was like super humble. He's like, I could be better. And we were talking, and he remembered me. Like, I remembered him, but he's like, yeah, I remember you from blah, blah, blah. And then my little daughter, as we were leaving, she was four, she kicked, the guy flew in the night before from, you know, New Zealand where he's from, and or where he was training. And then he's from Africa, but because he trains in New Zealand. And he had this great tuxedo on. He looked like $1 million. And of course, my daughter, you know, as we're leaving, she spills alcohol all over, everywhere. And I'm just like, oh man, I'm so sorry. And he's like, kids. And I was like, do you have any kids? And he's like, not that I know of. And he was super nice. So I wrote that. It has a 500,000 people seen this, right? Some people are like, I know he's a nice guy. He's great. Now people are making up their own versions of it. One guy's like, yeah, one time I was holding my daughter and she shit all over his face. And he goes, poo-poo head. And somebody else said that, like, they were at a thing, and he started breastfeeding the kid. You know, the one time I'm trying to be serious, well, a couple times, and then I get, you know, it was very funny. I've been laughing all week at them. And I'm like, fuck it, should I even take that down? Because it makes me look kind of stupid. But I'm like, you know what, I'm actually enjoying the responses. So fuck it. Now, the DDP fight, I didn't see that happening. I thought Whitaker was going to kill him based on the last couple fights we saw. You couldn't help but think that. I mean, you saw him almost get beat by Derek Brunson. You saw him almost get beat by Darren Till. And then he's saying that he has problems with his nose and he can't breathe. And I thought that was an excuse. You hear that, you're like, this is an excuse. I was wrong. I was completely wrong. This guy really couldn't breathe. He's the real deal.
I know you guys are thinking, Adam, how do you have so much energy? You just go, 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 go. I'll tell you, our next partner is AG1, which is the daily foundational nutrition supplement that supports whole body health. I drink it literally every day. Now, I gave AG1 a try because I was feeling run down. I'm like, ugh, can't do this with the kid and the wife and the career and just nonstop. Go, go, go. But I'm telling you, I am feeling so great. I got a boost in energy. I feel better. My support system in my body, it tastes great and I feel great. And I drink AG1 in the morning before working out, doing my fight camp. And it makes me feel unstoppable, ready to take on the whole day. Come on, day. Bring it, people. Okay. So I support this. I'm all for it. Okay. A lot of our athletes drink AG1. Okay. And because I know it's important for these fighters to take care of their bodies, not including Kelvin Gastelum. I'm kidding. Kelvin does it too. So if a comprehensive solution is what you need from your supplement routine, try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5. That's right. 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/MMA roasted. That's drinkag1.com/MMA roasted. Check it out.
Now, do I think he beats Israel Adesanya? No, he's not going to beat Israel Adesanya. Do I think it's stupid that they're arguing over who's really African? Yes. Okay, they're both African. Let's come on. What if this is getting ugly? This is getting stupid. And but also, why are we putting him in the octagon? Look, I know it's ratings and it's this and it's WWE/Endeavor Now/UFC. But you know Israel had a couple drinks. You know he's sitting there. And then you put him in the, like, what are we doing? Like, you got to be careful as far as bringing people in. I mean, you know that's going to happen. You know that's going to happen. But I can't wait to fight now. So it got me, I guess, I'm happy. I'm happy to watch it. I'm in it. By the way, off topic, if you're in Vegas, do not ask anyone who doesn't have kids, what should I do with my kids in Vegas? I asked my buddy, what do I do with kids in Vegas? Take her to the mob museum. Yeah, that's all she needs now is to know the history of the mafia. She's 4. Come on. And then when I was in the going through the airport, this woman behind me who seemed normal, I mean, seemed fine, is normal. But they're like, hey, do you have any sharp objects in you? And the lady's like, just my vibrator. And how sharp is your vibrator, right? I mean, who has a sharp vibrator? I've never used a vibrator. I don't plan on using vibrators. Maybe on somebody else I could use one. But my wife, obviously, would be the person I'd use the vibrator on. But you know, we haven't got to that yet in our relationship. It's only been 6 years. And and then I'm in the airport. And I'm at the airport. I'm on the cruise, and there are these women, and they were black women. They were hilarious. They were so funny. Cause it says 8 people. Oh no, what is it? It says like 18 people could be in the elevator. That's not true. Anyway, so we're in there, and there's an older woman who's like blind. She can't even see, and I guess she was the grandma. And they're all like, "Burn, get in here, burn!" And then she's like, so she gets in, and we're like at capacity. Overcapacity. So they're like, suck it in, burn, suck it in. They're telling her to suck her in her gut. And then the elevator is like closing on her. And she goes, the woman goes, did your Depends get stuck in the door? Dude, I lost it. Her Depends. Meanwhile, I gotta compete right now with bad Wi-Fi. I don't know where McCorkle is, and there's construction. So I went into another room where they wouldn't have construction, and of course, I'm talking to Menefield before the podcast, and he's driving with his wife, his like 3 kids, and he can't hear me. the interview sucks, not because of him. He's amazing, but because – so I go out here and there's construction. I don't know where McCorkle is. He's probably going to come on in like probably 45 minutes. Anyway, what else? All right, so back to fights. Pantoja. I had a feeling that was going to happen. I think Moreno is obviously a great fighter, exciting fighter, a champion. But this guy is on a different level. And that was a great fight. They should have those guys. They should have Moreno, Pantoja, and Figueiredo on opposite sides of the octagon during every fight. Not when they're fighting. Just have them outside. And when a fight gets boring, just kick the fighters out and let them come in and be like have like a three-way. Because those guys, I mean, they could fight a cold and it would be fucking bloody war. I mean, it's just the best. The best. And they were going to get rid of that division. They were going to get rid of the division. Thank God they didn't, because those fights are awesome. They're like throwbacks to the Eric Morales, Barrera. I mean, they're throwback Mexican fighters, and they just throw thousands of punches, even though Pantoja is Brazilian. I don't care. The fights, and so is Figueiredo, but they're throwbacks to those type of fighters. They're amazing. I guess we'll call them Latin fighters because they're not Mexican, but close enough. In my and yeah, I'm just talking shit. All right. Now, what else happened? The Robbie Lawler fight. That fight, I didn't see that happening. I mean, Robbie Lawler knocked out Nico Price. He looked amazing. He looked badass. But they had this whole like 9-minute tribute to him after he won. Right. God, that's fucking annoying. But what if he would have lost? Like, do they play it after he loses? Let's say Nico Price knocks him out. Do they play the 9-minute tribute? It was a little fishy. It was just weird how they had that happening. But I mean, he's a beast. He's a beast. And you know, I hope he made a lot of money. He'll be saved his money because that dude has some wars. I didn't even realize that, you know, he actually wrestled before he fought Ben Askren in the UFC, which I was at that fight, and that was hilarious because Ben Askren comes out in flip-flops and, like, you know, comes out like he's going to a barbecue. Robbie Lawler picked him up and slammed him on his head, and then, of course, Ben reversed him and put him in a schoolyard headlock and I guess won the fight. It was a weird Herb Dean stoppage, a very strange, like, bulldog choke. Well, Ben has that bizarre strength. But they wrestled in high school. They wrestled. You know, they actually wrestled in high school. Robbie Lawler is a pretty good wrestler. You know, you would never know it because all he does is stand there and bang. But he's actually a good wrestler. He's just a fighter. Robbie Lawler is a throwback fighter. There's fighters and there's athletes. And he's obviously both, but he's more of the fighter. He's part of that, like, you know, Robbie Lawler, Mike Perry, Brandon Moreno. Just a savage, just one of those savages, just likes to get in there and fight. Doesn't want to win a boring decision. Just wants to get in there and scrap. That's all they want to do is scrap. I mean, I'll put Poirier in there, obviously. I'll put Justin Gaethje, Frankie Edgar. Edgar's been in a couple boring fights, but not really. I mean, just scrappers and fighters. Put them in any era. They're part of, you put in boxing, they're part of the Mickey Ward, Arturo Gatti. You know, I'm gonna put Don Fry in that. Obviously he's like the king of that. Just scrappers, fucking scrappers. All right, so what else happened? Shannon Ross versus Jesus Aguilar. I don't know how you, anyway, that was, it's so sad when they build a guy up like, oh, this guy, he overcame this and he overcame that. And then he did this and then he did. And they give this whole, to the point where you, like, you have to, if you don't have a soul, you have to root for this guy. If you have a soul, you'll root for him. You're just like, ah, oh, and he survived this and he survived that. And he did that. And then he gets that knocked out in 17 seconds. And you're like, oh, fuck, this is not Hollywood. This is real. Man, I felt bad for Shannon Ross. I mean, he just got fucking level, and the guy who knocked him out then just like stood over him like, oh, which made me hate the guy because I'm like, the guy's obviously unconscious. You almost killed him. You might have killed him, but then I go, look, I'm not in that position. He's excited. He's happy. He won. Obviously, his hormones, his testosterone, his drive, it's all there. You know, it's like not everybody's just going to knock someone out and then politely shake their hand and, you know, help them get a job or something. So who am I? I've never been in that position. I have pinned people in wrestling, but I've never knocked anyone out in my life. So I'm sure it's probably an amazing feeling. It's probably the best feeling. At the same time, you can't help feel for the guy who's laid there helpless while some dude screams over him. But he won, and that was awesome. Bo Nickel looked insanely good, insanely impressive. But I have no idea who the guy he beat. I don't know. I don't even know if that guy who he beat even has a winning. I know he was undefeated. Who is he beating? He looked the part, but I don't know what that was. Obviously, Bo Nickel is his hands. Now he's a K-1 striker. He looks like the perfect fighter. Still untested. We have no idea if Bo Nickel could take a punch. Obviously, a lot of times wrestlers can take punches. You know, they have strong necks. But then there's Brock Lesnar. Lesnar couldn't. I mean, Lesnar got hit. He cowered up. Is that what Bo Nickel's going to do? No. Did it concern me that he started his own American Top Team in Pennsylvania and brought in six guys? Of course. Do I think that's what he should have done? No. But is he undefeated? Yes. Is he looking like a world beater? Yes. Because is he a world beater as far as wrestling goes? Yes. So everything is looking amazing for Bo Nickel. He just had a baby. His wife is gorgeous. He's a winner. The guy is a winner. And look, until he loses, you can't knock it. And I want to see how far this guy can go. I'm a fan. Cameron Samaran beating Terrence Mitchell. Samaran's great. He's this like 23-year-old from South Africa, another monster. But I remember looking at Terrence Mitchell going, I remember this guy from somewhere. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, he was the guy who got knocked out in 30 seconds on The Ultimate Fighter. By Kai Kara France, and all his wins over guys from Alaska. He's never beaten anyone except in Alaska. Now, he's from Alaska, so it's not like he's, you know, coming from New York and flying to Alaska and just knocking people out. So he's beating people where he's from. At the same time, I don't know if this guy's UFC ready. From what I saw, no, he's not. Alonzo Menifield. Yes, he looks like an absolute beast. And Jimmy Crute retired and then wrote something on Instagram that was super poignant about he doesn't know who he is. He has to find himself. He's dedicated his whole life to fighting. He needs time to get some therapy. And you know what? Look, any time that you're in this type of profession where you're the best in MMA or one of the best, not the best in the world, but you're up there. Look, you're in the UFC. It takes that kind of drive. The very few guys can achieve what these guys do and not have it through their whole life. I mean, I heard that guy, Joker, the basketball player, he doesn't even like playing basketball. I mean, once in a while, you get a guy out there that could, you know, a guy like John Jones, who seems like he's got a lot of extracurricular activities. He was always that guy. John Jones is that guy that you hear about that would get high, get drunk, party, and still beat everybody. But those guys are one in a billion. Okay. It's everyone else who gets to that level has to dedicate their entire life to it, especially if you're not just some freak show gifted athlete like a John Jones, whose two brothers are in the NFL. And I'm not discrediting what he's accomplished, because John Jones does work his ass off. Okay. But and maybe that's the way he does things. Maybe if he, you know, there were guys out there. I think it was Stipe Miocic said the one time he took off a full training camp, and the one time he actually quit the fire department to train was against before the Stefan Struve fight. He lost. So maybe some people need distractions. Now, that being said, most guys like Jimmy Crute, your whole life is dedicated to something, and then it's taken away, and it's. What do you do? I know for me, and I know people are going to think that like I'm overhyping my wrestling credentials, but I have a screenshot that says like I actually have records that haven't been broken or they've been tied, but you know, and I dedicated my entire life to wrestling. And when I was done wrestling, I didn't know who the fuck I was. So I was lost. I was completely lost. And I was depressed. And I was sad. And I felt like everyone who had talked to me was like, how's wrestling? How's wrestling? How's wrestling? Because they knew that's what I loved. Well, now they couldn't say that. And my team, I didn't have a team anymore. Those were all my friends. I couldn't watch sports. I couldn't watch sports for like 4 years after I quit wrestling. Now, granted, now what I'm trying to say is that was me wrestling in Maine or New England and then wrestling in D3. Okay. So you take that and you times it by 50 and then you get to the UFC because that's how big that is. And then that goes away. It's hard. It's hard for these guys. It's really, really hard for these guys.
Now that it's summer, you might be looking for wholesome, convenient meals for sunny, active days. I know I am, okay? And Factor, which is America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit. Not number two, number one. It can help you fuel up fast with flavorful and nutritious ready-to-eat meals delivered right to your door. You'll save time, you'll eat well, and you'll stay on track reaching your goals, okay? Are you too busy with summer plans to cook? I am. It takes me forever to cook, and I ruin the meals. But I want to make sure that I'm eating well, and so should you. Well, with Factor, skip the trip to the grocery store and skip the chopping and the prepping and the cleaning, okay? While still getting the flavor and the nutritional quality you need. Factor is fresh, never frozen. Their meals are ready in just 2 minutes. That's right, 2 minutes. Although when I do stuff in 2 minutes, my wife complains, okay? But not with Factor. All you got to do is heat and enjoy and then get back outside and soak up this warm weather. Vitamin D, all right? Looking for calorie-conscious options this summer? You can try the delicious, dietitian-approved calorie-smart meals with around or less than 550 calories per serving. That's nothing. That's, you burn that off, I don't know, jogging, all right? You need an extra boost to support your wellness goals this summer? I do. We'll try the Protein Plus meals with 30 grams of protein. Hell yeah. Get rough. Look at these guns, people, all right? So check it out. Check out Factor. Head to factormeals.com/roasted50 and use code roasted50 and get 50% off your first box. That's half off your first box. That's code roasted50 at factormeals.com/roasted50 to get 50% off your first box. All right. Check it out. You're going to thank me later. I got this cute dog. She's teething right now, but she's adorable. All right. No more biting. You got to get some chew toys. So thank you guys so much. Hope you guys are having a wonderful day. And check out Factor right now.
Grand slams, no hitters, and double plays are back. That's right. And there's no better place to get on the MLB action than FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook and official partner of Major League Baseball. And guess what, people? New customers in Massachusetts getting in on the action with $200 in bonus bets. Guaranteed. When you place your first $5 bet, just sign up at FanDuel.com/Boston. And finally, you can bet on all your favorite sports from the money line to point spreads to player props and more. I love it. Okay. If I'm going to bet, I'm going to go on FanDuel. So now bet on an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. Don't miss your chance to get $200 of bonus bets. Win or lose, how great is that? Okay, visit FanDuel.com/Boston and make every moment more. That's FanDuel, the official partner of Major League Baseball. You got to be 21 and older and present in Massachusetts. Okay, your first online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable. And bonus bets that expire in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Help is here. So is hope. Hope and help. Gambling help line ma.org or call 1-800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234. That's FanDuel. Check it out now. Right now, you want to bet? That's where you go.
You know, you get the guys like Brendan Schaub who are able to start a podcast, but most guys can't. And then they get depressed, and it's not easy. And I feel for guys like that, but you know, they're strong people. Anyway, what else? Denise Gomez knocked out Jasmine. I'm not even going to say it. She had a neck tattoo, Anytime you fight with the girl who has a neck tattoo, bet on the girl with the neck tattoo. That's what I would do. I would bet on her. The girl with the neck tattoo usually is going to win. Also, this fucking sound. I'm sorry. Should I even put this out, this podcast? Are you even enjoying this? Is anyone listening? What am I doing now that it's fucking airplanes? All right. So, what else? So, Tyson Fury is fighting Francis Ngannou. And what do I think is going to happen? Tyson Fury is going to kill him. Going to knock him out. Stop him on cuts. And it's going to be another loss for MMA. Yeah. And Ngannou's going to get richer. He's already rich. He already has money. And then we got a deal from a bunch of Bobby boxing fans saying how much better they are. It's just, why are we doing this? Why? I get it. He needs money. Does he even need money? He needs more money. I assumed he was rich. I assumed he had money. But here's what's going to happen. I'm going to watch this stupid fucking countdown show. I'm going to watch him train in these little highlight films. And then they're going to get a training partner who's going to go, oh, yeah, he knocked out this guy. He knocked out James Toney in sparring or somebody or, you know, Shannon Briggs or somebody they can get. And then I'm going to believe it. And I'm going to pay for this stupid fight. And then at round number two, I'm going to be like, why did I do this? I knew this was going to happen. Why do I fall for this every fucking time? Every time. Why are we doing this? I'm going to watch it. All right. This week, upcoming fights. So we got Holly Holm. Look, I'm going to watch this fight. Holly Holm's awesome. No disrespect to Holly Holm, but I don't get excited for her fights. I enjoy them, but I'm not like, oh shit, Holly Holm's fighting. I don't. She wins. She's mostly a point fighter. She's super talented. And she's won three of her last four fights, which is crazy because I assumed she's on a losing streak. That this other girl, Buena Silva, I don't know much about her. Also great, but I'm going to watch it. Am I excited for it? Not really. Terrence McKinney. Love Terrence. That's a fuck. Is he going to come back? I hope Terrence wins. He's had a rough couple ones. Drew Dober loss. Next loss. I hope Terrence wins. He's fighting this guy who won six in a row. Nazim hasn't lost since 2018. Ugh. Man, these guys are tough from that part of the world. Oh, man. Also, Duraev, who won 5 out of 6, is fighting a guy, the Iron Turtle. Great nickname, Iron Turtle. And then Ashley Evans, who's got a sex podcast, always has these girls talking about their sex life. I don't know. I'm not really into sex podcasts. I like Ashley Evans, but I don't know. I like to. It's not a talk. Everyone's a fucking talker. Just people talk too much. I don't want to hear it. But I like her, and I'll support anything she does. She's my friend, legitimately a friend. And then I'll tell you who I feel bad for. Tyson Nam, who's 21-13-1, is fighting Azat Maxim, who's 16-0. Like, damn, Tyson Nam. I hope Tyson Nam wins, but fuck, 16-0? Kevin Lee retired. Kevin Lee, guy, ton of potential, great fighter. Man, that's not how he wanted to go out. But look, Kevin Lee must know. His brother, Keith Lee, is making $1 billion reviewing restaurants. Like, this dude found a niche and a half. This dude makes restaurants in Vegas. Like, if he goes on TikTok and says, go to a restaurant, people, they run out of their house to go to the restaurant. Shout out to Keith Lee. What else happened? Oh, Dan Hooker, Jalen Turner. I didn't watch that whole fight because I was at a wedding. I'm in a ship. And the Wi-Fi is terrible. But happy Dan Hooker won. I heard it was a close fight. I heard it was controversial, but I got to watch it again. Or I got to watch it. And then Henry Cejudo is out of his fight. That sucks. That does suck. So now it's Pedro Munhoz is fighting Marlon Vera. Good fight. Excited about that one. And then, yeah, so that's the podcast today. Hope you enjoyed it. It was just me ranting. Man, we'll have another one next week with some guests. And I hope you guys had a great week. Hope you have a great week.
Okay.
Thank you, guys. Take care.